Last Friday, Congress finalized and President Bush signed into law the Bipartisan Emergency Economic Stabilization Act. The EESA provides the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and the FDIC with important new authorities to complement existing ones. We will continue to coordinate with other federal regulators and use these tools to implement our strategy to address the four key challenges in our financial markets today: confidence, capital, systemic risk, and liquidity. A root cause of this situation is a housing correction and a lack of confidence in mortgage assets, as well as a lack of confidence in many of the financial institutions that hold these assets. Because of this widespread uncertainty, investors are hesitant to commit capital to financial institutions. Investor confidence is critical to restore liquidity and enhance the stability of our financial system. Yesterday, we held our first meeting of the program's oversight board, and we are committed to transparency in all aspects of the program. We will implement our new authorities with one simple goal: to restore capital flows to the consumers and businesses that form the core of our economy. Even with the new Treasury authorities, some financial institutions will fail. The EESA doesn't exist to save every financial institution for its own sake. Capital has been reluctant to come into certain financial institutions because a lack of visibility in terms of the and certainty in terms of the value of some of these assets. So the prime motivation is to lead to the recapitalization, a stronger capitalization of the industry. I'm not going to make predictions on the time it's going to take the economy to recover. What I'm looking to do is to take all of the steps that we need to take to stabilize the financial system in order to mitigate the negative impact that a weakened financial system is having on our economy.